Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Dog Pound, looking for insider news, videos, and photos on the Browns straight from Berea. Get the latest on player transactions, the draft, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, your most trusted source for Browns news. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here at the Cleveland Convention Center. About 6 hours away from the jersey reveal that will take place right across from us here in the Grand Ballroom ABC here at the Convention Center in Cleveland. 216-578-0850 to get with us on the phones, talk these jerseys. Troy in Zanesville, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How you doing, man?
How are you?
Doing real well. The thing is, I don't understand why everyone, a lot of people are complaining about this because even though I got amped up for like the preseason games and the first game of the year, and we go out there with the same uniforms on, you know what? I by halftime, I'm thinking same old Browns, 4-12. This way, we at least got a refresh of what's going on, and I think the players will play actually better in them. I see 11-5 when I look at those jerseys.
And for what I like that.
For what you were saying about the word Cleveland on the jerseys, I think that's like kind of like an ode to the, like, since we, like, basically founded the game here, I think it's an ode to high school football. Because that's what it kind of reminds me of.
Yeah. Honestly, if you look at the basketball uniforms, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they have the ones with Cavs, they have the ones with Cleveland. It's a bold statement, a bold, recognizable statement. And I love the fact that the decision makers in this organization have been bold enough to make a move like that to represent and truly get people behind what they're doing. This is a movement forward. You know, we're not staying the same. We're not going backwards. As hard as it is for everybody to wrap their head around, it is a bold move by the decision makers.
Bold move, Cotton.
Yes. I mean, $120 million in the stadium. We've got new uniforms. We just signed 6 free agents, and we've got 10 picks in the NFL draft. How can you not be excited? You know, some might look at our schedule, as we've talked about. It is, you know, on paper, it looks significantly tougher than it was last year. But in 13, when you looked at 14,
it looked tough then,
the
too.
NFC South looked really, right. really tough. You know, sending, you know, 2 teams to the playoffs, you know, 2 just short outside looking in. So this is going to be a revamp, and I love where this is going. And it's exciting. The fact that we are being talked about in the media is a very good thing for this brand and this organization. And I don't think the players in this locker room have the personalities to let anything like this go to their head. They understand there's a significant amount of work ahead of them.
Yes, they do. And these jerseys will be revealed tonight, 7:30 on News Channel 5. And if you're outside of the News Channel 5 viewing area, they will be streamed on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Let's go to John in Concord now. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, John.
First off, I love your show.
Thank you.
Second off, Matt, you're one of my favorite Buckeyes of all time.
Oh, thank you very much, John.
But anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Nonsense? Me being your favorite Buckeye is nonsense?
No.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It's not the subject as well.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'm 69 years old. I can't ever remember not being a Browns fan. And I am hoping and praying that these uniforms are a complete drastic change.
As you hope that they
drastic
are.
As drastic as it could possibly get. I want a change.
Good.
I want a new Cleveland Browns. I don't want the same old.
Right. Because you're over that.
We've never been to the Super Bowl. We did have championships back when I was, you know, I watched Jimmy Brown play live. I graduated from high school in 64, so I want new. I want I love that.
All right, I think that you will get a change tonight, and again, we'll see at 7:30 WEWS on News Channel 5. Wally on a cell. Wally, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Nathan.
You got it, man.
A couple things. Really miss the orange pants like that back in the 80s when I was a kid and everything, and that Cleveland idea sounds pretty good across the chest. That'd be unique, definitely.
I think you're going to get some orange pants. I think that could be in your future.
Nice. Got a suggestion for the helmets, though.
Sure.
Matt, you know how they put the stickers on the Buckeye helmets and everything?
Yes.
You know, I'm sure you guys have a set of achievements you need to get all those. Everybody gets one with a win, I'd imagine.
Yes, we do.
Okay, here's a suggestion for the Browns. Since they've been so bad for so long, put turd stickers on there when they lose and when they mess up.
Oh, it's a little extreme there, John, but it's very thoughtful.
Very kind, very thoughtful indeed. All right, we got Greg in Cleveland. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Greg?
Good. Hey, can you clarify something for me? I heard something a while back about Randy Lerner making a stipulation as to nothing will go on the helmet. Haslam was to buy the team. That's my first comment. You guys can answer to that.
As far as I know, there will not be a logo on the helmet. I think that was stated.
That part I understand.
But he wants clarification as if it was part of the deal. To buy the Browns.
That I don't know.
We don't know. No, we don't. I'm sorry.
Now, my second point being, a lot of teams go with this reflective, like the gunmetal helmets and then the reflective pants. I thought that would have been a sharp way to go for the Browns uniforms, the reflective orange pants with the gunmetal orange helmet.
With like a matte helmet?
No, a gunmetal. Like you see on the... these deep burnt orange cars that have the metallic orange.
Oh, okay. Orange.
Right. And then like the, I think the Niners and the Cowboys have the reflective pants. I actually have a pair of orange shorts that are reflective. They're
nice.
Pretty cool.
Good, and again,
he brings up a great point. And there's so many subtleties, you know, to these new uniforms. Again, there's probably been 20 renderings, and I mean, we'll find out probably in the coming days from Kevin Griffin or Alex Shiner as we hopefully have them on the show to talk about these uniforms. You know, how many renderings did we go through? And I think, again, understanding tonight what defines why they did what they did as a part of these uniforms. And if you look at the Nike uniforms, you know, they've got an amazing template that Nike designs when it comes to the Pro Bowl, and then they work specifically with like teams like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and now the Cleveland Browns, and there's probably other teams in the coming years that will be revamping their uniforms. There's going to be small little subtleties, like, again, as we saw, the proposed, you know, dog pound in the collar of these jerseys. Those little things, you know, I'll be them subtle, where he talks about something reflective. It could be something reflective on, like, a part of a stripe that's reflective, not full-on number, not full-on stripe, but just a subtle little reflective that's like, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I think we're going to get to see tonight. You know,
I think when you think about the Browns and everything they've said in terms of wanting to honor the traditions, et cetera, expect it to be hugely radical. I don't think you'll see that to expect, but I think you will see nice little accoutrement, as it will, whether it be stitching or piping or could it be something reflective or Cleveland, et cetera. Accoutrement.
It's like a reggae vocabulary.
Thank you.
He had his dictionary before he walked in.
Wow.
Thank you very little. 216-578-0850 here for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this Uniform Reveal Tuesday. That's right. It is finally here. 7:30 p.m. tonight. That's 6 hours and 3 minutes from now on WEWS News Channel 5, the Browns app, and ClevelandBrowns.com. The jersey will be unveiled. 9 players will be in attendance. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there, or see you through the screen. Matt Wilhelm and I will be part of the WWS broadcast. All right, we'll be back with more.